Culture Club with Boy George and the Church of the Poison Mind. I've got some of the music you like to listen to in the afternoon, right through till 4 today. And we've got two from Genesis, right after the 1:30 headlines with Kathy Cregan.
Tesco introduces downright prices and more, like Tesco Dog Meal. 3 kilos, £1.69, plus 10% extra free. Tesco Hair Conditioner, 59 pence, plus 20% extra free. That's even more to shout about.
Northside Jewellers, Northside Shopping Centre, Great Summer Sale is now on. There's unbeatable value in gold and silver jewellery, all with a 25% discount. And 20% off porcelain, crystal, watches, pens and lighters. And remember, a small deposit secures any article. Northside Jewellers, Northside Shopping Centre.
RTV National Vision.
RTV National Vision. It's the big name for video and TV. Switch on to a good decision. Crisp, clear viewing, trouble-free.
Yes, the big new name for RTV. Giving you an even bigger, even better nationwide TV and video service. RTV National Vision. Switch you on to the nation's best sets at really attractive rental or purchase terms and the best service.
RTV National Vision. It's the big name for video.
Put some swing back into your Sunday at O'Shea's Hotel Bray. O'Shea's Hotel Jazz Extravaganza with special guest performers every Sunday afternoon from 4 till 7. Full bar, light buffet and great, great jazz sounds makes dull Sundays a thing of the past. O'Shea's Hotel Jazz Sessions, Seafront Bray every Sunday.
Go westward, 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 westward.
Go westward, main Peugeot, to all the dealers for some of the best motoring value in Dublin. Pay cash and get more for your money with the Westwood Cash and Carry discount deal. A better deal from our parts department with 20% off most Talbot, Dodge and Motorquip parts. A better deal from our forecourt with 5 pence a gallon off LPG. Remember, we sell and service Scania and Dodge trucks. Westwood bring value to the city. Westwood Garage, Russell Street, just off North Circular Road. Telephone 723-833.
Go westward, westward.
A former Thornishton and founder member of the Fianna Fáil party, Mr. Frank Aiken, has died in Dublin. A prominent commercial radio station in Dublin, Radio Nova, has been raided by Gardaí and PNT officials. Poland's government newspaper has made a fierce attack on the Solidarity leader, Lech Wałęsa, and President Reagan has told a press conference in Washington that he's confident Syria will withdraw its troops from Lebanon. Details on these stories and more at 2 o'clock. Sunshine's weatherward. It'll be a fairly mild afternoon with rain dying out for a time. There'll be a few bright or sunny spells, but the rain will return later, and some mist or fog patches are expected during the night. The winds are light to moderate, east to northeast, and the current Dublin temperature is 10 degrees Celsius.
Moving changing. No meaning left to hold.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down. And many fantasies were learned.
One of three non-movers last Saturday afternoon on Dublin's Top 40, the Human League, with Keep Feeling Fascination at number two. Whether it'll move up or whether it'll move down, you've just got to find out for yourself. It could stay static one more week. Find out this coming Saturday between 12 and 3 when I'll present Dublin's Top 40, the Sunshine Survey. Saturdays, 12 to 3, and it's 19 to 2 right now.
Settle down and eat your peas and gravy, my boy. Settle down, my boy.
drive west on Sunset to the sea. Turn that jungle music down just until we're out of town. This is no one night stand, it's a real occasion. Close your eyes and you'll be there. It's everything they say. The end of a perfect day. Distant lights from across the bay.
Babylon.
Thank you.
opened those gates and a cough thrown in for good measure. For Sharon and Michael, Laura and Paul, Catherine wishes to say a good afternoon to you. We've got Spandau Ballet at Gordon Lightfoot after the news at 2 o'clock. Stick around.
Dream, 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 oh dearest mates. My nights are good. Oh dearest bed, feel like they should. Whenever I want to, all I have to do is dream. Postures from design makes me feel so fine. Anytime, not a day.
Oh dearest beds, for the rest of your life.
Leggett Dignam & Sons Limited, the professional joinery people, now offer beautiful handmade snooker tables produced to customer specification, including tabletops, and a fine selection of stairs, windows, doors, and beautiful timber garden furniture. Leggett Dignam & Sons Limited, Clockran, County Dublin. Phone 461-748. That's 461-748.
Tasting meats, money can buy. You can grill them, you can fry them, boil them, broil them. Try 'em, roast 'em, toast 'em, sizzle 'em, guzzle 'em, braise 'em, glaze 'em, any way you like 'em.
Best-tasting meats money can buy.
The brand and bacon since 1820.
Thinking about sailboarding? Then get it together at the Vic Marine Sailboat Center Santry. See our range of Vic, Dufour and Windglider quality sailboards, plus all the surf gear, accessories, wetsuits and roof racks. Call the Vic Marine Sailboat Center, Santry Avenue. Open Monday to Friday till 7 p.m, Saturday 10:30 to 2:30.
The bottom of the tankers rusted through and 200 litres of central heating oil has leaked out all over the garden.
This happens to someone in Dublin every day.
So, check your oil tank now, and if you're not happy, you replace it with a cylindrical tank from James K. Carroll Engineering Limited. The 300-gallon cylindrical tank in high gloss or matte oven-baked paint finish, guaranteed corrosion-resistant with care, will outlast yourself. For supply and installation, contact James K. Carroll Engineering on Dublin 462-331. That's 462-331. Cylindrical fuel oil tank to last a lifetime.
It's time for a pick-you-up cup of Maxwell House at 2 o'clock.
Gardaí and PNT officials have taken Dublin's Radio Nova off the air. Good afternoon, this is Cathy Cregan. One of Dublin's leading commercial radio stations, Radio Nova, had its transmission equipment confiscated by Gardaí and PNT officials this morning. The officials first went to the station studios at Herbert Street and then to the transmitter site at Rathfarnham, where equipment with an estimated value of £200,000 was taken. As a result, both Radio Nova and its sister station Kiss FM are now off the air. A statement released by the Department of Posts and Telegraphs said that the action was taken following representations by a number of broadcasting bodies alleging interference to essential service transmissions. Mr. Frank Aiken, a founder member of the Fianna Fáil Party, has died in Dublin. He was 85. Mr. Aiken retired from politics 10 years ago and had been a Dáil member since 1923. He had ministerial posts in several Fianna Fáil governments and was Taoiseach there from 1965 until 1969. Mr. Aiken's wife, Maud, died in a car crash 5 years ago. The former minister for the Gaeltacht, Mr. Dennis Gallagher, was ordered out of the Dáil for the rest of the day because of a row over school bus charges this morning. Mr. Gallagher said that hundreds of children were left at the side of the road because their parents couldn't pay the new fares. Mr. Fitzpatrick, the Ceann Comhairle, told Mr. Gallagher he wasn't in order in raising the matter at that time and eventually told the deputy to leave the Dáil. Poland's government newspaper has made a fierce attack on the leader of the banned Solidarity trade union, Lech Wałęsa, accusing him of double-dealing and inconsistency. It said Mr. Wałęsa's recent action had left him no role in public life. The paper accused the union chief of linking up with militant extremists out to overthrow the communist system. He was detained with several of his aides 10 days ago after he met leaders of other banned union groups. The Belfast man, whose wife has been kidnapped by the INLA, made a court appearance in the city this morning. Henry Kirkpatrick was returned for trial on charges of 36 serious crimes. His wife, Elizabeth, is being held by the INLA because they think her husband may become a police informer. Finally, a full-scale hearing is taking place in the Labour Court today to discuss the Dublin Docks dispute. Last Monday, striking members of the Marine Port and General Workers Union placed pickets on the Bond Road and Alexandra Road entrances to the port, disrupting cross-channel freight. This is Syndicated Radio News Service Dublin. The next news is at 3 o'clock.
Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That
good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gale